Node 710 disconnected.
WSDU 202. WSDU 202. WSDJ 347.
WSHM 738, you got a copy? This is WRWB 49.
WSDU 202, minus 3. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring on the mobile.
WSIJ 839, monitoring.
WSDU 202, good morning to all.
Morning, 202, 839.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Oh, there you are. Good morning. What's going on? WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning, good morning.
What was that the wife was talking?
Oh, say again, your audio's a little light, Mike. I had to turn up the volume a bit.
Yeah, it should be okay now. I was just talking away from it.
Yeah, that radio is a little light on deviation. That's the problem. But yeah, you gotta close talk it.
Yeah, it's like you almost got to eat the mic just to get out. I mean, get in.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So it's all about where they set the deviation, and that one's just a little light. So, anyways, there you go. It's a little overcast today. I can't tell yet.
That's what it looks like here by me.
Yeah, there's nothing in the way of rain or anything today, I know that, but, hey, who knows, could be the clouds from the Canadian wildfires, I don't know.
Yeah, I see those were going again. It's like, man, I thought they would have had that under control.
Yeah, if you remember, 2 years ago, that was going on, right? And, like, the sky looked, I mean, you could actually see at a distance, like, how smoky it was. And then the sky had a certain, like, orangish glow to it. It's pretty wild stuff there.
I do remember that. I remember coming out of work one afternoon, and I'm like, man, it's like 4:35 o'clock, and it looks like California smog out here.
Yeah, I don't remember all these things going on as much as they do nowadays. I mean, especially California, and they say it's just got to do with the, like, extremely long dry streaks, right, which is way worse now than used to be, say, like 30, 40 years ago, but half that state's burning down most times, right, and then it's been happening in Canada here the last few years, so, man, I don't know what the heck's going on. Maybe there's a new term out there we haven't heard yet called global drying.
Yeah, who knows? They're always coming up with something new.
Yeah, it's all got to do with the droughts, I guess, Mike, so. Yeah, I'm trying to make out the sky here. You know, you can't make out if it's all gray clouds or if it's smoke from the wildfires, or I think I see a little haze in the air, but it's tough to really tell here. And I gotta wait for that sun to pop up a little more. I don't know when sunrise. It's probably already happened. It's just, you can't tell.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You can't win, Mike. Tornadoes, earthquakes, bricks in the head, you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, 20 minutes when I get to work, I'll have to look and check out the weather map. I believe this is all wildfire smoke induced here, this look in the sky this morning, I think, but who knows.
Yeah. Now, which part of Canada is burning down this time? Same area?
No, I think a couple years ago it was north and east. This one looks north and just a slight bit west from what I've seen a few days ago.
Like just past, Sarnia?
No, that'd be like due north almost. From us, it'd be north and slightly east. Now, north and west, like, I don't know, Thunder Bay area, maybe? I don't know if it's even, it's like above the UP, I think, a little bit. Maybe a little further west, but not far west. I mean, up in that general area.
Okay, then like by like, Flin Flon? St. Marie?
West of there, Mike. West of the UP. Right, like western UP, north of that. Take a look on a map. You got your phone? Take a look at the Canadian wildfires. It'll tell you right where it's at.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll find it.
And that's even if it's still burning. I don't know. These things seem to go, like California, they seem to go for a month or longer, you know. I'm not sure. I haven't been following the Canadian deal so much.
Yeah, it seems like.
You know, California looks like this a lot sometimes, too, in the morning. They call it, not smog. That was back in the 80s. I think they cleaned a lot of that up for the most part. But in the 2000s, when I had my other job and traveling quite a bit, I'd go to California quite often. And in the morning, they call it all the moisture from the Pacific. They call it the marine layer. And sometimes it would take, so it would look hazy in the morning, a lot of mornings. They call that the marine layer, and it would take till about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning to burn off.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So that's kind of what this stuff looks like a little bit here. I have to roll down the window and smell, see if you can smell any burning. Like 2 years ago, you could really smell it in the air.
Yeah, 2 years ago, man, you could smell it like it was right next door, like somebody was having a bonfire. That's how bad it was at some point.
And I don't think they're as bad as 2 years ago, so could be way up in the upper levels, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't, can't really smell it. I don't think it's as bad as it was, but are those fires still burning, Mike? Did you look it up?
I didn't look it up yet.
All right, WSHM 738 to get that in there to be legal.
WRWB 49. Yeah, I'll have to look that up here in a little bit.
Running just a couple minutes late this morning, but traffic is cooperating.
At least where I work, you know, thank God there's not much traffic. You know, it's pretty good, so.
Well, you know, the good thing about me is if I'm running late, a piece of copper pipe don't get laid, you know, but a half hour late, right? And if you're late, you know, somebody dies. So, you know what I mean? It's all about trade-offs.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, at least where I work, you know, I can be my own boss.
There you go. You know what you got to do? They trust you. You just go do it. End of story, right? It's the best situation ever. So. All right, Mike. Well, I'm not too far away, so I'm about 5 minutes from getting where I need to be. So we'll catch you later. You have a good morning, and we'll talk to you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Listening out.
All right, there. You have a good rest of your work day, and we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Okay. W6793 monitoring.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WSEU 204, monitoring.
There he is. Good morning, China. 844. WSEU 793.
How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm attempting to wake up. Still working on it here. I can tell you just on the outer fringe is coming in. The last transmission was nice, but the other two were a little breaky. I figured you're coming in. You must be just coming in on the outer fringes.
Yep, I'm southbound town on M53. Got off of I-69. Jimmy's trailing a little behind me. He's still on the... I'm on the Mont Clemens repeater now, since we're not linked up anymore. And I was on the Mayville. And then E-17, he just wait on. He'd in second morning to both of us. And I haven't been hearing any more from him. But yeah, it looks like the wildfires from Canada are taking over the skies right now.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I heard a few people this morning talking about that there. So we're on Lincoln.
Yep, yep. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to waste my breath anymore. Whoever's being the clown doing that, he'll get his day. Someone will do it back to him or whatever, vice versa, you know?
Nah, it ain't nothing like that. I don't care. You know, it is what it is. You know, yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're right, but it is what it is. I just learned to take it that way. I know last night before I went to bed, we were linked. And then I got out here this morning, and I didn't feel like keying down. I just waited to hear anybody coming up out of there, and I didn't. So I probably figured we weren't linked there, okay.
Yeah, the FCC doesn't care about the frickin' clowns down there in Southview, wherever they are. I'm going to put up a repeater that has 1,000 watts, and we'll be able to talk. So if they don't know how to outlaw or enforce the BS, hey, then we can put some more power in the our private repeaters. What the heck, you know?
Thousand watts, eh? Are you going to... You're going to run a vacuum tube, or you're going to run solid state?
Whatever I can get.
I don't even know what the maximum rating allowed out here. I think it's 50 watts. I think that's the maximum allowed rating is. I could be wrong. I'm still learning about the stuff out here, but I think 50 is the maximum.
Oh, well, and like I said, if they can't enforce this system, then, of course, they'll probably come after somebody that has maxed out power repeaters, of course. But at least that'll get them to come out here and go after people, you know?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I said, with me, it is what it is. I could moan and groan and complain. It ain't going to get me nowhere. You know, and it don't need to be dragging all that drama out here. You know, I just, it doesn't affect me that much, really. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't. But in a way, it kind of does, because most of my people are up there. But, you know, if it's off, it's off. That's, you know, that's the way it goes.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it was good talking to you and Jack last night before I hit the hay, so I enjoyed that.
Roger, well, like I said, I had a good time on the phone talking to you. I had a great time. And then it was good to get out there and talk to you and Jack and say hello and, you know, things like that. I see, okay, now they're on. What's the deal? You know, they're gonna stay on, or what's happening? I think we asked that question last night. And then, like I said this morning, you know, I didn't say nothing. I didn't key up or anything. I just sat and waited and, you know, and to hear if I could hear anybody from the other side there, okay?
Roger, roger. Was there any communication from Ohio or Indiana last night?
No, not really. Usually when I hear with all the stations, when I used to hear Ohio come out here before I started talking to them and stuff, usually I hear them during the day, during the morning hours here, about another hour or two. So if everything's like yesterday, you should start hearing them. I don't know about last night. I don't know about nighttime there, okay?
Well, I'm not that educated with radio waves and stuff, but I'm guessing with how the atmosphere is today, with the smoke from the wildfires, you can't see the sun. My guess, we probably won't have those communications come in today. I don't know. There's probably people out there that might know more than I do, of course.
Yeah, Roger. I'm still wondering how propagation up here in the band and the FM is working there. Kind of weird in a way. Because AM, you know, down in the shortwave band, AM, during the night, you get the D layer. You have what they call the D layer stratosphere or whatever. The D layer comes over. When the D layer comes over, signals from 10 megahertz down, AM signals, bounce off the D layer and come back to Earth. Anything above 10 megahertz goes through the D layer. And then as in the early morning comes, the D layer would dissipate and the E layer comes out. And with the E layer, signals above 10 megahertz bounce off the E layer and come back to Earth, and signals below 10 are reflected up into it. So that's how that works down there. Up here, I don't know how the hell that goes.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, we'll hear Major Tom talking to ground control, and all of a sudden he'll go away for a while, huh?
Hey, roger, that's how Skip works, too, same way. But like I said, yeah. That's why in the shortwave band, I'm not talking about the ham or CB band or anything down in shortwave. I'm talking about the international broadcast bands. When they were all out here, Radio Germany, excuse me, Deutsche Welle, all of them, during the day, you found them stations up above 10 megahertz. You fish above 10 megahertz and find all them stations coming out of all them countries. And then at night, you fished around below 10 megahertz and picked them up. Usually the nighttime bands are stronger. When they come in on the nighttime bands, they come in stronger. They're okay.
Roger that. Yeah, I've got some cheap sideband shortwave radios that are also AM/FM radios. They're pocket size. I'm going to have to get them out one night and see what I can pick up. If they still work, I don't know, I haven't had them out of the drawer. Oh, wait, look at that, I can see the sun, but like I said, it's a dim orange, and, yeah, it's trying to peek through the smoky clouds, who knows, but, what else was I going to say? I don't know.
Yeah, most of your shortwave, you know, unless they're really old from the 40s and stuff, most of your shortwave, especially your ones you're talking about today, come with AM and FM. I have a small one here, even though I have big radios, I have Sonys and all kinds of stuff. But I have a small Chinese one here that I bought like 6 years ago, and it's an amazing little radio. It's the size of a cigarette pack, and it covers AM, FM, broadcast band, and shortwave all the way to full coverage, but no sideband. And the air band, it covers the whole air band, and it's just the size of a cigarette pack, and it's amazing how it works. It's sensitive. I mean, I was really impressed with it when I got it. It was only $59. I just bought it for the hell of it, and I didn't care if it had sideband, because I have plenty of radios here with sideband. If I want to listen to sideband, listen to the hands on sideband and stuff like this. But, what was I going to tell you about yours? Oh, the only time you need sideband is if you're listening to the hams. And some of the CB band, the upper end of the CB band is all sideband. But, like, if you're searching for radio stations out there, you know, broadcast stations out of other countries and stuff, I think there's only one out there that broadcasts on sideband. I can't remember what it is, but out of the whole spectrum, they're all in AM, okay?
Yeah, roger that. I gotta go on the side for a second. I gotta give the wife a call, wake her up, give the dog a pill for the seizure this morning. So I'll get back with that. I'll meet you on 575 so we don't clog up this system anymore.
Yeah, it sounds good. Go ahead and take care of your business. I'll swing up 575 there. I'm WSFZ 793, and I'm swinging out.
WSVU 844, we're swinging out, and I'll meet you. Give me about 5.
No problem.
WSIJ 839, listening.
WSEU 202, and we're monitoring.
WSFZ 793, back monitoring.
Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902, on the road.
On the road, you going to work?
I-O, so off to work we go, right?
Yeah, damn, you're loud. Holding that antenna straight up and down.
Shit, I got halfway down the block. I got to turn around and grab my phone. I'll get back with you in a minute.
Not enough coffee. Alright.
WSEU 202, good morning.
Good morning, right back to you.
I want to see you today, so I was over here eating my breakfast.
Well, that was a little too fast, what'd you say?
I said, sorry, I didn't answer you right back. I was over here eating my breakfast.
Roger. Well, eat your breakfast. I'm waiting for 902 here to get back at me.
Hey, is that receiver lagging on your end? Would you want to just take forever to open back up the channel?
Is that what?
I was asking you, I said, after I get done transmitting, when I let go of the key, it takes a few seconds for it to
open the channel right back up.
Yeah, the repeater trail's a little long on this one. A little longer than normal. It's been like that, man, since he fixed it. It ain't no big deal. You don't have to wait till the thing unkeys. If you can key up over the tail, that's all right, as long as you make it through.
My radios are... have to wait for the tail to go away.
Yeah, well, I'm patient enough to wait till it goes away. You're supposed to wait a few seconds anyway between G-up, so the tail holds you there till whatever the case. Anyway, Frank, you in there? The guy goes in to get his phone. I must be getting a quickie or something.
Yep, all right, Dave. I was just making sure it wasn't just handheld messing up, that's all. Dave, you have a good day, man. WSU 202, and we're back live.
Yeah, all right. It's working. Don't sweat that. You do the same on that end. WSFZ 793 for ID. And I'm going to sit here and wait for Franco to get his phone. I don't know how long it takes to run in the house and get a phone, but apparently it takes a while. So I'll catch you later.
I'm here, Dave.
What the hell did you do? Grab yourself a piece of pizza while you're in there?
I'm here, Dave.
I hear you. You said the time is the clock at it. Weather. You got a window? Open it.
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
What's the matter, Frank? You can't hear me?
Hey, I can't hear you. I'm just knee-deep in traffic right now, and I'm not going to grab my radio and smash my truck up, bro. I ain't doing it, so. I'm just listening. I'm here. You know, hey, I got the radio with me today. Going out to Rochester. I'll see if I can get you out there. Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you said three times, I'm here, Dave. And I kept saying, all right, Frank. Then you kept saying, I'm here, Dave. I'm thinking, oh, can't you hear me? Yeah, man, don't let me distract you, man. I'll be around when you get out there. You go ahead and key up in between there. It's okay, too. But when you get out there, let's go ahead and give it a shot there, all right?
I wasn't just saying 5.902. Yeah, like I said, I'm just sitting back and listening like I always do. I'd rather listen and see what's going on than, anyway, so, but yeah, like I said, I had it plugged in to the truck here to charge it up when I was talking on it earlier. Tell you what, this thing, when I got it on high, it just chews the battery down quick, so, yeah, all right.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, if you weren't driving or nothing, I don't want to now, even if you're driving or not, I'd have you switch that thing over to medium, and I think you'd still be there, but as a battery, yeah, I know I had it down a couple times to transmit, so you had a stock battery, especially if you're running it doesn't all that. You know, just take it easy, drive. If you got anything to say, say it. I'm going to go get me a glass of ice water real quick, but I'm going to come back in here and monitor while I'm doing what I'm doing. So if you got anything to say, just say it there. I'll be right back, so WSFZ 793 ID, and I'll be back.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing anyways, because I'm mobile, and it's like pitching in and out, probably from the smoke, the atmosphere, because normally it ain't like this, so, yeah, and when I got it plugged in, it's, yeah, I don't know, I'll figure it out.
All right, back in business with my ice water. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. By 902. You still got a grid? No, Kathy Frank. WSFZ 793 listening. WRCY 565 from WSFZ 793. No contact station 565. WSFZ 793. I'm listening.
Who made that? But,
7, 1, 0,
yeah.
Connected to node 7, 0, 0.
Who is that?
What, the one who texted you?
Yep, that one.
Yeah, Tiffany just paged through and she said said that Haley Laskowski is having a procedure today, which It's like, okay.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like, sorry if I'm breathing the microphone a lot, but I kind of feel like, okay, how about this? I kind of feel like there should be a separate group for that, because honestly, so the CRIM group, it's a CRIM group, I get it, right? We talk about the CRIM, but what we're talking about in the group kind of makes me feel so frustrated, because it's kind of like, hey, you want to come to church? We have this information, come to church, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's wonderful, that'd be great, but it's not CRIM specific. I don't know if that's how you feel, but I feel like you should be talking about any differences. That way we're not meeting each other as well.
Yeah, that is true, so, yeah.
Hang on a second, I'm going to turn off my radio and turn it back on the WSB stage on campus.
Okay, see you in a little bit. WSDS 979 clear.
Yeah, I feel about this. WSDE 68, for now.
WRECU202, we're monitoring.
WSFZ 793 back in the room monitoring.
This is WSFZ
793. Do not begin the repeater, sir. Excuse me, are you using him? WSFZ 793.
No, I can barely understand you. You're coming in really staticky.
Is that better?
Yeah, for now it's better.
there, but just a lot of static or something.
Yeah, it was static on top of your voice to the point I just couldn't understand you.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's better. Otherwise, I don't know. There's no potential.
Yeah, for now it's better.
Okay, well that's good. So what do you plan on doing today?
I'm planning on doing much. Just probably, I don't know, I'll probably just go down the stairs, and I'll probably, take off for Timothy Brewing around, say about 5:15 or so. So yeah, I think it's a good period of time.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Were there any other text messages while I was away? I didn't hear it.
Did you ask were there any messages that came through?
Yes.
Nope. Not really that came through. No, not really.
Oh, okay, alright. I'm planning on an exercise this morning. Other than that, I think, hopefully be there at Tennessee about 5 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect, yep. Yeah, good luck with the exercise thing, so yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go do that. So I'll pop on here later. So I'll see you in a little bit. WSTTCK8.
All right. We'll see you when you pop on here. Go do your thing and WSTS979 clear.
County. Hey, this is WSID 817. I think I might have heard Dave out there a few minutes ago. This is, I think we're linked up again.
Roger that, 817. He was trying to reach me, or he was just on the radio?
Call sign up, somebody in particular, so you just said you were monitoring, but I got it right away. I'm still in the middle of something, but I had a second to just throw that comment out there that we're back and linked up for the time being. I will be monitoring for now, but I have a meeting in 20 minutes, so I will be monitoring. I'll have to turn the radio down a little bit, but... this is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
At WSFC, WSFZ 793, WSBM 993, copy.
Like I said, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, 817. Yeah, I got a grip on you, Chad. Come on.
Roger that. Glad to see we're linked back up again, definitely. I'm really happy about this, that they're, at least linking it back up and whatnot, like how they've been doing it. They've been doing it pretty frequently, and I'm very happy about that. So hopefully it continues, and hopefully no nonsense and no yo-yos acting up. So, but yeah, I'm very, very thankful and happy for whoever's doing it. So if they're listening and monitoring, I appreciate it as well. Dave, doing pretty well. How you doing?
Doing pretty good myself. Same goes out to the moderators, like what you just said. It's appreciated. I just learned to live with it. If they turn them on, cool, man. I get to talk to my boys up north. When they're off, well, then I'm talking to the locals around here. I ain't nitpicking. Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm getting ready here to do a little construction. I'm gonna mount my DB20 to the top of the power supply. Bolt it down to the top of the power supply there, Roger.
Roger that. There you go, for sure, absolutely. Have you talked to Ed anymore? The one for the with the batteries there or whatnot. Have you communicated out to him lately?
Oh yeah, we talk like about every other night, every night or two. We talk on the phone. Great guy to talk to. He's always got something to say, so we don't sit there and just breathe over the phone to each other, talk about a lot of things, and yeah, it's good. Yeah, I've been keeping in touch with him. He's going to try to get out here after work. He said he's going to try to get out here and say hello. If they're on, he's going to say hello or whatever, but he's at work right now. They're Roger.
I copy that. He just texted me as we're speaking right now. He's monitoring, he said. Yeah, so that's real cool, man. I'm glad that you guys, keep it in communication and whatnot. So that's wonderful. Beautiful day today, man. It was a great day yesterday, another beautiful one today. What did you end up doing for your birthday and everything? Did you have a cookout or just some adult beverage cocktails, hung out with some friends? What all did you partake in?
Well, as a joke, some people ask me what we did, what me and the crowd did. And I tell them, I say, we got all drunk off a hogshead full of potent booze. And we got the riding mower out and see who could ride the furthest wheelie. And tore the poor thing all up. Nah, but that ain't what happened. Nah, it was nice. People were over, ordered a whole bunch of Little Caesars. I come in the kitchen, there's like a stack of Little Caesars pizza boxes. I'm like, well, who the hell bought out Little Caesars, you know? So would you guys buy them out or... But no, it was great. It was fantastic there, okay?
Roger that. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, man. I'm glad everything went real well for you and everything, did real good. That's awesome. Any people from the radio, GMRS, come out or just mostly just some close family and friends that you know off the radio?
I don't know how my birthday got out there, but I had a whole bunch of people on the GMRS wishing me happy birthday. It was really great, man. And then, I don't know, my phone blew up with a bunch of people, and then my Facebook blew up with a bunch of people, and it's like, wow, it was overwhelming, but, yeah, word of my birthday got out here, and everybody was, and then I went on, when I was outside, I took my handheld with me, and, you know, I did a little chatting on that, and stuff, and I keep hearing a cat outside. Sounds like a kid. I don't know what the hell I'm hearing. But it was great, though, there. Go ahead. Uh-oh. You shut him off.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Good morning, Kevin. I guess they could at least wait until I said what I said, then turned them off.
Yeah, I heard they were. I've been listening. I've been listening more most of the morning. I try to get in there to talk to you guys. That was at 6 o'clock. I was just monitoring and listening. But yeah, it looks like they turned on for a little while.
This stuff is getting weird. I mean, like I said, I take it for what it is, but that's kind of weird, man, to kick it off while I was still transmitting, you know, and without announcing that he's shutting them down. So, I don't know. It don't matter anyway. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I talked to Sherman this morning on the Mount Clemens repeater on his way down to work. When he gets to like 35-mile road or something, once he comes in the fringes, he sounds good all the way down here, man, from 35-mile road all the way down here, man. He just sounds good.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, when I went up to his place the other day, I don't think I was able to hit the repeater till I got up to about, yeah, you're right, about 35,
34 miles. Hey, that's not too bad. Not bad at all. Did you have a good time over there?
10-10. Oh, yeah, 10-4, yeah. Yeah, we had a good time. We BS for a while, and some of his friends from the cottage came over there, and his son came over there, and we had a good time. We talked, me and him, of course, playing with our radios, and my wife was visiting with his wife, and we had pizza, and we had a good time, and I think we left there around 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that, because I knew we had to go to work the next day. I know he had to go to work the next day, so, come to find out when he messaged me yesterday, he said when he went into work, I guess they sent him home because they didn't have his license or something for Fido for driving the truck, so they sent him home and he took the day off yesterday, so, but it sounds like he went to work today.
Yeah, Roger that. I heard the wife say hi, Dave. I think it's Tanya. I'm not sure. I hope I didn't screw that up. But hi, right back to you. Yeah, I sat on the phone with him last night for about an hour or two. That Kelly, man, she's funny as hell. She had me laughing. I was talking to both of them. We sat on the phone and I was talking to both of them. Man, she's great. She had me laughing, man. I mean, she just, I don't know, she's just funny as hell. They're okay.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, if, it'd be a little bit out of my way, but if I go up there sometime to visit them, I'd be more than welcome to come get you if you'd like to go up there and, go up there and visit with them and chew the fat with them if you want.
Yeah, it would be nice, but yeah, I appreciate it. I'll let you know, too. I'll consider it. I'll consider you offer. Your wife's name's Tanya, right?
No, Tanya. T-O-N-Y-A.
Okay, I feel better. At least I was close enough. Tanya. I was close enough. At least I remembered. Because I heard him mention it. I heard Sherman mention her name a few times. And like I said, after the third time, it'll stick in my head. Yeah, I'm gonna consider that. Appreciate the offer, my friend. I really do. And if I do, yeah, we'll do that. Cause I'd like to go up there and see what's happening. Yeah, like I said, I spent about 2 hours on the phone with them last night. We talked about all kinds of stuff, and Kelly was in there, and she was talking right along with them. But she's funny, man. I think she might have had a couple, but. It was great, man. She was funny as hell. And it was a good time. We had a good time. Finally, they were getting ready to go to bed, so we called it a night there. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he tried calling me because I worked yesterday. Then I had to go to training, and I got home early, and I ate, and I didn't realize that I had my phone on vibrate. And I looked, and he had called me and said, Kevin, he says, the link is up. So I tried calling them, and they must have shut the link off. Sorry about the dog.
I ain't no apologies, man. Dog bark. That's a mean sounding dog, though. I like that bark. Yeah, after I got off the phone, about a minute or so, I turned it on. And I forgot who he was talking to. But he said, I'm gonna text Dave and I'm gonna text Kevin, let them know the link is up. And I keyed up. I said, you don't have to text me. I said, I already know, you know. And did I talk to Chad? because I was half out of it, too. It was late, and I was really tired. I think I talked to Chad or somebody, and then I just left it at that there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that, yep. Like I said, I think that was about around that time, like 9:30 it was, and I don't know, I can't remember if I tried calling him on the phone or not, but yeah, I got on the radio. Did I talk to you last night on the radio? That's how bad my memory is. Did we talk last night, and didn't you say, yeah, Sherman was on there and he went to bed for the night?
Yeah, that happened. I'm just trying to think who I was talking to out there. Sherman was talking to, and then I got after Sherman backed out, I talked to the person. I think it's Chad. But, yeah, then you keyed up and you called for him a little while later. I waited, though. I wanted to see if he'd answer you. You know, and after a little while, I knew he wasn't going to answer because he said that, you know, him and Jelly are on the phone. They said they were going to bed. Good night. Have a good night. And so I said, yeah, I did tell you that.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, they're good people. I see. Yeah, Kelly, my wife said she's something else. She's a great person.
Wonderful
people, man. You know, you go up there. You know, Dave. You know, when you go to some places, you just don't feel. You know, you just don't feel comfortable. You know, but I went to his house. It was like it was just like we knew him forever. It was like one of your own family members. You know.
Yeah, I figure it's like that, too. You go there, it's their house. I know what you're saying. You know, you go to somebody's house for the first time, whatever, and it's like, you know, you're nervous, you're a little uncomfortable. You don't know if this is okay, that's okay. But at their house, man, there's no formalities. It's like you're around family or something. I know what you're saying. Let me tell you, I felt the same way on the phone talking to them. I don't know, man. It was just a phone call, but geez, man, it was nice. You know, I mean, it was cool. I mean, like I said, well, you know, I must have been comfortable because we talked for almost 2 hours, I think. I should look at the log on it, but, you know, and like I said, she had me laughing, and when you listen to the two, I don't know if it's in person, but if you get on the phone with them too, you know, they'll say something to him and he'll be like, and I tell him, I say, go ahead, Sherman, answer her, man. Get that frying pan in the back of the head, you know. And Kelly's like, there's a good idea of the frying pan. Yeah, that's what I could use.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, me and, I don't know if you know how I met Sherman. I already told you. I knew of him. He's a fire buff. You know, guys that like fire stuff. I think I told you that. Well, me and him knew of each other because we belonged to this club, this fire buff club. But we never really, you know, chummed or talked a lot. You know, every once in a while he'd send me a message. Hey, I heard you on the radio today at your department or whatever. But how I really started getting acquainted with him was with these radios. He told me, hey, Kevin, he says, I got this radio that I got. He said, it's not a ham radio, it's a GMRS. And he said, it's fun, you know, you get to talk to people all over. And so, needless to say, after that, we become real close and stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, we had Kelly going. I said, yeah. I said, because I bought him some lottery tickets. I said, yeah, Sherman. I said, you buy them lottery tickets, you can buy more radios. Man, she gave me the dirtiest look eye, and she started laughing.
Yeah, Roger that. He said something last in there, and he said, yeah, she wants to get her own GMRS call sign. And I told him, I said, well, really, technically, she don't have to. She's your wife. She can run under your license. And she says, no. She says, I want my own. She says, I want to be, but she say I want to be incognito or something out there. It was funny.
Yeah, that would be Kelly.
I mean, you know, I don't mean to rag on about it, but it was a trip, man, talking to them. It was a trip. It was great, don't get me wrong. And like I said, you know, she would interject in there things and it'd just be funny. I don't know how, she made me laugh. And then, you know, with Sherman, she'd interject something in there and Sherman, he'd go quiet and he wouldn't know what to answer her, what to say to her. He'd sound like, he'd sound like a wet puppy, you know, just not knowing what to say or whatever. And I'm laughing, man. I told him, I said, Sherman, you gotta respond to that, man. Say something. No, I'll sleep with one eye open tonight or something. You know, Sherman, that voice, you know, that voice he has, it's just funny. But, I might take you up on that. I might do that. I'd love to go out there and see what's up.
Yeah, if we go up there again, I'll let you know ahead of time. I'll let you know, and then you can plan for it if you want to go. So I thought you might like to do that. It's cool out there. I mean, it's quiet, and his house that he bought it, it's a modular, but to me it's not a modular, it's just a house to me. But yeah, it's real nice, peace and quiet, and he has a nice deck in the backyard. We sat out there and BS and stuff like that. So yeah, it's real nice up there.
Yeah, roger that. Well, built from the ground up, modular, whatever. A house is a house to me. Oh, Jesus, a modular. He must, anything like that. That don't bother me. Yeah, I've seen plenty of pictures on his Facebook. I looked at a bunch of pictures on his Facebook page there. I even told him, man, you have a really nice place. You know, now they got that new dog, and that dog keeps them on their toes, I guess. He's supposed to make a run for it, or a little yard for it, out in the back. And I told him, I said, that dog gets to a certain age, he's going to start digging. You know, you put up a yard for him. He's going to be trying to dig under the fence, and that's what he said he's doing now. You know, he goes out, they let him out there, and he starts trying to dig under the rocks and everything. They're okay.
Yeah,
we're
really
seeing
WSBM 993.
Channel identity.
Yeah, 10-4 on that. Yeah, he said he's, I think this week they're getting a fence put up, where they, today I think a fence put around there, not the whole property, just around. Oh yeah, the fence was gonna get fixed or put up or something like that so they could let him run in there where he wouldn't run away. So, I mean, she's a good dog, but she likes to jump and they don't like him jumping. But yeah, it's a real nice dog.
God, I'm in love with that voice. Oh, WSOC 793 ID. I think I heard Chad key up when you first, just in the beginning of your key up. I think I heard Chad key of 993, you in?
Indeed, relinked again, WSBM 993, mobile.
Well, you know, I'm just wondering, why did he unlink us when I was in mid-transmit to you? You know, why he didn't wait till I got done transmitting and said, you know, guys, I'm shutting it down. He shut it down when I was in mid-transmit with you.
Roger that. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm happy it's relinked again, so we'll just let it be for now. Hello, Kevin. I'm happy it's relinked again. WSBM 993.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying. I just wondered. That's all. I'm gonna let you and Kevin at it for a minute. Kevin, I'm going to monitor for a minute. Let you and Chad at it there. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
How you doing, Chad? You still out there?
Or maybe not. Hey, Chad, you still there? No, I don't get what's going on, but how the hell with it?
Copy that. Maybe they're updating the system or something, or maybe they're working on it. Who knows? It is what it is.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's the way I see it. I'm not complaining or moaning, but somebody sent me a text. But I'm not complaining or moaning, none. I learned to live with it.
Yep, exactly.
So what's Kevin and Tanya up to today?
Oh, not much. I have to run to the pool store and get some test strips to test the pool. And our cat that we have doesn't seem like he's acting right. He the other day when I came home before we went to Sherman's, he threw up and it looked like there was something in it. I don't know what it was, like a piece of plastic. And then my wife said he was okay yesterday, but usually during the night when he'll be running around here eating and stuff, and he didn't do nothing of that last night. And then this morning, he's been hiding, and he went, he drank some water, but he hasn't eaten yet, and he threw up a little bit, and make long story short, we're probably going to take him to the vet around 1 o'clock just to see what's going on, if there's anything going on, just to be on the safe side.
No, that's a bummer, man. Well, it doesn't sound serious, but I hope it's not. I hope he's all right. He might have got a hold of something that he shouldn't have, and they probably just flushed his stomach out or something, if that's the case. I hope he's all right, dude.
Yeah, copy that. They think he might have a urinary tract infection, too, so we don't know, but we'll find out later. I'm going to let you go here, for I'll be monitoring. I'll let you know what we find out later. I'll try calling you on the radio and let you know. WSHR 566 clear after your final.
All right, Kevin. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good talking to you. Always is, man. Every time I hear you out there, you know, even if it's short, I got to get in there and wave a good whatever, evening, afternoon, morning, whatever the case may be. So, and like I said, I hope the cat's okay, man. I really do. You know, in fact, I'd like you to let me know if you find out what the vet say. I'd like, if you don't mind, I'd like you to tell me and, let me know and let me know if the cat's going to be okay. Anyway, my friend, we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ, oh, and you're sounding good, too, sounding great, it's nice and clean, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSEU 202 to 793.
What do you want? Hang on a sec.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
This is WSID 817, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning time, engineer. Oh, this is good morning or good afternoon time, 817. I want to wave a hand out, you're sounding good. WSID 793.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. You're coming in loud and clear. We must be linked up again. I think we are linked up and disconnected and linked up and disconnected. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's been playing games or something. I hope they're not playing games. I try to give the best, the benefit of the doubt, but I just don't know anymore. So, yeah, how's your day going? Mine's going pretty good. I'm just taking a quick lunch break, taking the dogs for a walk here.
Yeah, Roger that. That day's going pretty good for me. I'm getting ready here to do a little fabricating. I'm gonna mount my my DB20 onto the top of my power supply, bolted onto the top of it. So when I tug on the mic, it don't the radio don't try to loop around or anything. But I don't know what's happening either, and I don't, you know, it is what it is. But Ed texted me and told me maybe they're doing maintenance on it there, Roger.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm working on my radio setup as well. I have my base station set up with a power supply connected to it that I got yesterday. I have a shelf in my office where I can raise my antenna up to the ceiling, and that seems to get me the best reception. So I think I'm pretty happy with my setup so far. I don't have to worry about pulling the radio off of the power supply, so I probably won't mount my radio to the power supply like you will be doing. But I'm just on the HT taking a walk and enjoying this warm weather. I got a sweatshirt on now, but I'm definitely have to take it off soon.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that HT's working great for you. I'll tell you that right now. On my table here, I have a small Radio Shack communications receiver that I've had up here, you know, listening to things and stuff. And I have the radio sitting on top of it, the DB20 on top of it, with the mount set up so that the radio's facing, and the mount goes along the bottom and set up so the radio's facing up at me. But if I tug a little too much on the mic, the radio slides and wants to move, and so I haven't used this receiver in a while, so I'm going to take the receiver out of line. And my power supply already, the cover has a whole bunch of holes in the top from the factory, whole bunch of holes in the top and sides and stuff. And I'm gonna, it looks like I can mount the bracket right on to it as long as I'm careful. And so I'm gonna mount the bracket to it, and I'm gonna put the radio on it, and then I'm gonna set it in front of me here. And that way I can tug on the mic a little bit and everything, not worry about the radio there, Roger.
Yep, copy that, loud and clear. It sounds like a fantastic plan. I hope it works out well for you. Well, what else can I tell you? Since we haven't spoken in a while, I did solve that Converge application issue. They're on their way to fixing the battery swelling thing. And I've been working on optimizing some autonomous driving scripts. So I've been real busy work-wise, and then the local hospital got back with me about volunteering and taking a dog in with me. One of my dogs is on her way to becoming an official volunteer emotional support dog.
Oh wow, that's cool. Sounds cool. Which dog's going to be the support dog?
It's going to be Ducky. I've got a little black brindle bully pit bull Chinese Sharpei German Shepherd mix. She's about 40 pounds and the perfect size for cuddling and hugging. And she's very gentle. There's a process that I have to follow, which includes a few or like a handful of appointments that I have to take her to so she can be observed by like a trained dog person, I suppose. But anyway, I'm going to go through that and have her certified as a volunteer dog.
Wow. Again, I got to say, It's amazing, man, the stuff you do. You're doing with these dogs, man. It's just amazing. But yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, I suppose that they're gonna have to. You know, yeah, I assume that they'd have to test her and go through and make sure, you know, like you said, and make sure she's up to the task there. Sounds like a cute little dog. I'm picturing a pit bull, the Sharpie, German Shepherd, whatever you said, mixed in my head. And you know, don't they call them 57s or something?
Yeah, they might as well call them a 57 there. Heinz 57, I'm assuming you mean. But yeah, she is definitely a big, you know, she's a little mutt. So yeah, she's got all kinds of breeds in her. So, but yeah, she's super sweet, and the fostering with Cassidy, the white Staffordshire Terrier, is going well. The shelter called me yesterday and said that they were wanting to transfer her out to a different shelter, and I said, well, wait a minute. I mean, I might want to adopt this one with the way that everything's going and everything. So I'm going to let them know on Thursday or Friday what I want to do with Cassidy at the end of the week.
Yeah, right. I thought you already adopted Cassidy.
Yeah, I just started fostering her on Sunday, so this is day two of the fostering, and I imagine that I might, I'll probably just end up adopting her at the end of the week.
Yeah, right, fostering, okay. Yeah, I'm riding the short bus today. Yeah, fostering, no, that'd be cool if you adopt her, man. That'd be great, you know. I mean, I know you can't you can't adopt every dog there is. I mean, I said it one time, I think, out here, man, like if I had a whole bunch of money, you know, and if I could buy a piece of property, you know, a few acres, three, you know, maybe even 10 acres, 20 acres and fence it, and I could just put it, and I would be able to take care of a whole bunch of dogs. I mean, you know, I know that it's more than just putting them in the fenced in yard and letting them run and then be happy and free, you know. I mean, you got to feed them and you got to take care of them when the storms come and stuff. I'm just saying it's a wish. I wish there was a way I could do that, man. That would be fantastic there, Roger.
City.
City what?
Hey, you guys, get off the radio. This is a licensed radio station. Get off the radio. These guys down here that talk, they are licensed people with licenses that can talk on this radio. I think you need to shut the music off, please.
Mommy must not be home or her daddy, so they go play with the radio. WRC 359 WRSK359, Sean, you out there?
Mode 7-0-0-9-8.
WRFK359. Baby, y'all there? bad. My wife's got the car. I just don't do the least. To a nice pasta. Pasta. WRFK359. You can tell the air not coming from Toledo because it's got a strike radio
Radio and podcast. Reading never sounded so good. 106.7
Detroit Radio.
WS2820, anybody by?
Radio's working there, okay. 7, you still in there?
I just listened to 193.
Yes, no contact, 7.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. Dave, you out there? Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902, 973, you out there? One more time, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902, 973, you out there? Charlie Fox on 973, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902, standby monitoring.
How about 902, WSOZ 793? No contact, WSOZ 902, WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WRUU
850. Node 710 connected to node 700.
WRUU 850.
Hello, Sean. WSG 954. Greg.
Good afternoon, Sean.
R-P-T-E-N-A.
WRCC 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Hello, Bob from downstate. WRUU 850, how you been?
Afternoon, John. No complaints, all systems go. Finally cleaned up off the mess after the ice storm, and got the garden planted as well. Roger.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the pictures. They are talking about it still in emergency management circles. And at the state level with the radio system, they're still recovering. But yeah, it was quite a storm.
Roger that. Of course, living in the north here, we're prepared for it. We had the generator, plenty of water and food on hand. The only thing I severely lacked. One of my battle buddies came through from Pensacola for me, and I helped neighbors with it. So all in all, we fared just fine, and it is what it is. It's Mother Nature, Roger.
You know, that's just it. You know, you can't, you know, live up there that away. I mean, you can get the ice storm just about anywhere, but it seems to be particularly bad. You know, you get the lake effect. You know, you're not that far off the lakes. And, you know, over here where we're at in this side of the state, down here in southeast, everything dissipates over land before it gets to us. So the really bad ice and wind storms and stuff tend to hit to the west. But up there when it gets thin by you, you know, hell, it doesn't have any time to get any of the wind knocked out of its sail. It's your full brunt. Plus, you know, a little further northern latitude as well. But we're pretty lucky down here. You know, we have our problems, but usually the weather is pretty good here. We tend to miss a lot, knock on wood. All right, Bob, I just haven't heard you in a while for all the reasons that I haven't heard you. Just figured I'd say hello while I have the opportunity. You take care. I'm going to get back to work here. WRUU 850 after yours.
Sir, always a pleasure to have you in my receiver there, my friend. Take care and best of your ears. WRUU 544, clear monitoring.
WSFT 902, you around? WSFT 793? I guess not. No contact 902. WSFT 793, and I'm listening.
WSBM 993, Mobile Bay County.
Roger that. Must be linked up again.
Good thing. How's it going, Dave?
Sort of going all right. I got my radio all apart in front of me here. My radio, my base station's all apart here. I knocked over my big glass of ice water and had a mess I had to clean up. And it's going all right though. Okay.
Roger that, my friend. All right. Well, good talking to you. Good hearing from you. I'm glad we were connected again. So. We'll definitely talk again soon, my friend. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring, Bay County.
Yeah, very good, Chad. Good talking to you. At least this thing's still working. I gotta pick me up some screws and screw the mount down to the power supply and then put the radio on the mount. I'm pretty much done. Just the zip tie the wire, zip tie the power cord so it ain't hanging all over the place, and I'll be pretty much done there. So we'll talk to you a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening. WRUU 850. WSOZ 793. No contact, Sean. 350. WSOZ 793. Listening.
Who are you calling, Dave?
I think I was calling you there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing until you said Sean, and then it. I just didn't hear anything. I'm kind of working here, but what's up?
Nothing. I was wondering if you have any contacts that have my phone number. The long and short of it is, I'd like to get my phone number off to you. I want to talk to you on the phone for just a short. You know, it's not a big issue, though.
You can either PM it to me on mygmrs.com or the Facebook page. I don't know, what's my username there. But probably the easiest way is just if you got my GMRS, you can private message me there.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, then maybe I won't need to use the phone. There's something I want to talk to you about. I don't know if it's a big deal or not or anything. You know, like I said, ain't no big thing. But all right, I'll try that. I'll try DMing you on my DMRS. Thanks, man.
All right, and I don't know if you're on the Michigan GMRS MI8 page on the Facebook, but just trying to think if there's a way you could PM me there as well. So, yeah, whatever. You should be able to get there through the my GMRS link. All right, WRUU850.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot here as soon as I get this radio all mounted up and everything done. It won't be very long. And then I'll give it a shot and see if it works there. All right, talk to you later. Get back to what you're doing. Sounding good. WSFZ 793, and I'm back to work.
M993 mobile and monitoring Saginaw County.
WSHR to WFSZ 93, you out there? No copy on WSZ 793, WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
WFIJ 839. Holy moly, it's getting hot out here. SW whatever 202. WSIJ 839, listening. She's starting a little warm out here. What's that idea?
WSFZ 793,
quick radio check. WSHR 566, Z93, I can hear you, but you're a little popcorn.
Yeah, roger that. How's that right there?
That's real good. Sounds like you're right next to me.
Yeah, thanks, Kev. I appreciate it. I modified my radio to mount it on the top of the power supply, so it's all one unit. But I forgot. I put something on the cookie sheet back there, and I've got to take it back off, and I guess it interferes with the antenna.
I'll copy that.
Alright, very good. Now at least I can tug on my mic and not have the radio start dancing. I still got a few little things I gotta do. Kinda wanna make it look nice and neat. But anyway, alright man, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. Good evening, good afternoon to you, and you're sounding great as usual. And I got your number and stuff. I'm gonna drop it in my phone and I usually text first before I call, like if I just want to call and chat or something. I'll usually text first to see if you're busy or see if it's all right there. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, no problem. Have a good afternoon. I'll probably talk to you later. I'm sure I'll talk to you again later on sometime. So this HR, if I successfully after your final.
Yeah, Roger, 566. Fine business. We'll catch you later. WSRZ 793. And I'm listening while I'm cleaning up my table.
WSGG 772, Rochester Hills, Motor Modeling.
72, I'm looking here. I had a WSGG 72 on my 72 on my log. I don't seem to see it. But anyway, hello 722. You're sounding great. Sounding beautiful there. WSFZ 792.
Well, thank you for the, this is 772. Thanks for the radio info. You're coming in really washy, but I could still hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I do have you on my log, Paul. I believe I got the right one, WSCG 772, Paul, Shelby Township. I'm coming in washy. What's going on? I guess I'm going to have to screw around my antenna. I did some stuff around here, and my antenna, it's a picky dog. I'm going to have to mess up faster, okay?
I'm at Dequindre and 24 Mile. I'm just now heading into Shelby Township. But yeah, you're coming in washy, but I can still hear what you're saying. Jack, I could barely hear you, just barely.
How about now? Is now any better?
Yeah, that's better. A little washy, but it's a lot better now. I can hear you loud and clear. WSGG 772, still monitoring Shelby Township now.
At station 772, how about now? Is that what I need?
You're coming in louder, but you're cutting in and out.
Yeah, there's a job on your hand.
Heck, that last transmission was a total wash.
How about now? Is now any better?
That's affirmative, yes.
What'd you do? Just get off of work?
Yeah, I just got off work. I'm heading to SPS Vision. Broke my glasses. It's down at 24 and I think Hayes or Shane or somewhere around there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Anyhow, well, hey, good talking to you. Good to hear from you. You take care. We'll talk again anyhow before the weekend. WIEG 48.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Jack. This is WSGG772, Shelby Township, on the mobile, monitoring.
Hello, Jack. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you? And how's the weather by you? Is it raining by you or is it snowy?
Yeah, we got about 3 inches of snow on the ground up here.
Well, that's good. You should have had 5 inches with all that stuff going on.
Yeah, I had to pull the snowblower out and fire it back up after getting it summarized. No, it's all good, Jack. Nice and warm. Beautiful day today. A little bit of sunshine popping in and out.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. No, the sunshine here, but the wind's blowing just a little bit. That's all. Otherwise, it's all good.
Roger that. All right, buddy. Heard you out there. Just thought I'd say hello. We'll talk at you later. Yes, GH 922 clear.
All right. We'll talk later. I got to get cut the grass, so I'm going to be busy for a little bit. You know, maybe till before it gets dark or something like that. And I'll stop anyhow. Leave the rest for tomorrow. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WSVM 993 portable monitoring.
Yo, Chad.
SSV 793, go ahead.
Yeah, seems to be a test, but this thing working?
Definitely working, my friend, not a pest. Definitely working, definitely not a pest. Quite a bit of static, definitely staticky, but still readable, for sure. WSBM 993.
I appreciate it, Sam. I got to find out why. I just got done mounting the radio. Can't mount the radio to power supply. Maybe the, Christ, I'm going to have to unmount it. I think the stuff inside the supply is probably coming up and interfering with the radio. Okay, Chad, appreciate it, man. Get back to you in a little bit. I might have to ask you again once I remove it from the power supply. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm assuming it's probably causing interference from the power supply. That's what I'm thinking. I was going to tell you that. That's what I'm guessing that it probably is. So that's just being mounted to the power supply. But, yeah, definitely a lot of static, still readable. I'll be around. So just holler back at me. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Roger that. The Z-793 and everything apart again.
This is WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. Are you out there? WSFZ 783, WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. Did this clean it up any?
That sounds about the same, my friend.
So you say it sounded static?
Affirmative, yes.
Any improvement?
It still sounds about the same to me. I'm on an HT handheld, so I don't know. Maybe it's because of that. I'm not for sure, but it still sounds about the same to me, though.
appreciate to have you help me out. I'm radio checking out here. So I'm glad, is this okay? Is that okay? You know, and I'll figure it out, though. But thanks, man. I appreciate it again. You're a good soul. WSSV 793, and I'm just going to monitor.
Roger that. Yeah, like I said, I mean, it is coming in readable. Just a lot of static. But definitely are readable. No issues reading you. But, yep, how we sounding out there?
As always, man, you sound like you're... I told you, most times you have to reach over and pull the volume and... there, Roger.
Hey, copy that one. All right, man, sounds good. I'll be around back in monitoring here, so we'll be around here. Always good to talk to you. Always good to hear from you, Dave, my friend. Do it again, and it's been a pleasure. WSBM 993 Portable, Saginaw County, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that, Chad. Same way at you, man. Always a pleasure. And it's always good talking to you, and it is. I'm serious. I got a touch. So I'm just going to, I think I'm going to take a break for now and just hell with it. If I talk on it and there's some static behind me, as long as they can read me until I figure out what's happening, you know, because I'm starting to actually get tired and, you know, I don't know. I didn't sleep much last night, so. All right, my friend, talk to you later. WSSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSEU 202, sure is a beautiful day. It certainly is. From the voice, I'm going to guess it was either Chad or Kurt. You are at 9:56. WSID 817 mobile monitoring. WSGG 772, Troy, mobile monitoring.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Yeah. Recently had a great day. A little lot better than my other birthdays, I'll tell you that there, Roger.
Roger that. The first part of your transmission was a bit broken, but I copied it. Well, I'm glad it went well for you. All systems go up here, sir. Really nothing new to report. The sun's shining and the wind is blowing, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. It's about the same here. I got my little window fans blowing on me. Where's my thing? Where's my temperature out here? 88 degrees, 88 balmy, a balmy 88 degrees out there, okay.
Roger that. Again, first part of your transmission broken, readable. Yeah, 86 here, been overcast all day. No sunshine to speak of, but a good west wind and good weather to be up north, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't think I had my mic plugged in correctly. Did that take care of it?
That it did. You're crystal clear now. A little static in the background, but it's all good now, brother.
Yeah, Roger that. Why you reached over to unplug my mic, plug it back in? I don't know. So I just plugged it in there, but, yeah, it's hot out there, and on the dock with the but, it just got too hot, especially with the sun beating down on me and everything, so I came up back in here okay.
Roger that. All good, copy. And again, happy belated birthday. I'm glad it went well for you. And as always, you and yours be safe, and always good to have you here in my home. You'll be on your final, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, thanks again. It's greatly appreciated. I appreciate you with the well wishes and everything. It's always good talking to you. You sound good, too. I meant to tell you, you sounded really good, all clean, no, not a speck of everything. Say hello to you. Good evening, you there. Later. Listening.
Foxtrot 902
973
out there, bud.
Yeah, come on, 902. 902. Yeah, copy on me.
Yeah, somebody was snapping on me out here. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Roger, I hear you. No problem there. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right, Roger that. Nah, we're just getting down with the day and had to stop off real quick, and I figured I'd grab the mic and say, hey, hey. And, you know, I heard you out there chattering, so I want to say, hey, hey. So, hey, hey.
Madness Radio, figuring out how to find stuff, and I don't have screws. I can't find my thing. So I have to deal with it, but, in the backyard once I heard you call me, and, but I was on scan, and I had to hurry up. I had to stop the scan to get Mom Fleming's. I got to the repeater, and I called you back, but you didn't answer, okay?
Roger that. I was leaving the job, so I just figured, shoot, just give you a quick holler, and then I didn't hear from you, so I just shut it off. I didn't shut it off. I just laid it down, and we took off. So, anyways, yeah, I was out on Rochester and Pinkin. Now I'm on 26 and Van Dyke Freeway. So if I'm getting out, yeah, it's pretty good. All right. Roger that.
Oh, it's getting out very well. Very well. It sounds great. If I wasn't guessing, I would think just that you're at the house. I can't even tell you mobile there, okay?
Not bad for a $20 piece of junk, right?
Yeah, better than a $20 piece of junk. So you're headed home, eh?
No, sir, I'm on 26th of Van Dyke right now. Heading home. As, you know, she stopped off at the store, so you know how that goes. 3:30 for the guys.
That's correct. Meanwhile, well, they were working, especially getting excited for it. Alright, man, let me get up out of here. I gotta get up out of here and go look for something in the room there.
Alright, good enough, Dave. I'll get all of you later then. So, here's why I'm trying to give you a quick holler out. So I'll put it on you later. Which can soon.
Alright, dog. WSFD 790.
WSGHR 566 to WSGU 844. You out there?
WSGU 844. Monitoring.
Right. Oh, man. Another night of fun and adventure.
Was that you, Dave? 793?
That's me, man.
You're barely making it to the repeater, my friend.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844.
Hello, Kev. How you doing? WSGU 844.
Oh, I'm pretty good. Just went in the pool for a while and put some chemicals in it. Right now, I'm probably another 15 minutes or so. I'm gonna make dinner.
Copy that. I bet that pool water felt good.
Yeah, it did. But when you first get in, it's a shock. But once you Once you get in it, though, it's fine.
Copy that. Hello, Tanya.
She said hi.
Hello. What else is new with you guys?
Oh, not much. Just, I had to take the cat in today, but looks like he might be doing a little bit better yet. When we came home Sunday, he was all right, but he threw up before we went to your place. And yesterday he was acting funny too. He wasn't eating or doing nothing like that. So, and he's usually, you know, real active. So today we decided to take him in, and the doctor gave him an antibiotic and something for his stomach. And he said that doesn't work in 48 hours, and he ain't eating. He says bring him in for some more tests. So. Right now, he's over there drinking water, so that's good.
Copy that. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, I hope your cat gets better. Nala got fixed today, and Callie just brought her home, and she's a little out of it, and looks like she's sore, so she can be that way for a couple days, and I guess we got to just watch her and not let her get too active for maybe a week or so.
Yeah, it's a copy. I just wanted to let you know, me and Tony had a real good time at your place. We love that place that you have up there. Hope we can come up there again and visit you guys. We really enjoyed it.
Sure, of course. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, we were very happy to have you guys and love to have you guys up again. And then go over to the cottage and do some fishing. We're probably going to try to get the boat in the water this weekend, clean it up and get it going. My son is supposed to be up there to give me a hand, hopefully.
Well, let me know if you need help or something. I'd be willing to help you if you need the help, you know that. But I'm just throwing it out there.
I appreciate that, my friend. Yeah, this old man can only do so much anymore. I wasn't able to drive for work. I had someone drive me because I was still not legally to drive for Frito-Lay, but that was my first day back to work, and yeah, it was rough. I'm a little sore.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into it, but yeah, there was some idiot on here today that was on the radio with his regular playing his radio on the repeater here for at least an hour.
Hey, break. Is this any better, Sherman?
That's a lot better, Dave. Yeah, you probably had to tweak some stuff. Yeah, we'll get a three-way going here in a second. I was talking to someone. I was talking to Dave's friend on 902 this morning, and we got to get together and go after these punks that are doing this stuff. And if we know we're close enough, then we'll go on Simplex, and we'll track these morons down and take care of business so it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, further on that, I bet you the guys that run the repeaters will really appreciate that.
And he says that he thinks that it was somebody accidentally keyed up because he said he could hear in the background the person was just... So he thinks that it was an accident. Stuff was keyed up, okay.
Now, someone did that, I think Saturday, and after they unkeyed it, I mentioned something about that. I said, this is why the systems are unlinked, because a clown like you, and he stopped doing it. And he didn't even throw his call sign in there either. So, yeah, we gotta get down to the bottom of this. We got to scare these people.
All right, I didn't mean to cut in on you and Kevin's... deal. I'll talk to you about it later, back with Kevin there. Just Kevin mentioned that I wanted to throw in that I already talked to Sean about that on the phone, and he told me what he thought, and there it is. All right, I'll talk to you guys in a minute. You guys go ahead at it. WSRZ 793 listening.
Roger that, eh? We've been, Keith, you in this conversation, and anybody else wants in the conversation, they just got a break, and we'll either get on the side or join in with us. Go ahead there, Kevin.
Yeah, so that's about it. So I've been monitoring all day. Me and Dave have been talking back and forth today, having conversations, so it's always good to talk to Dave. So, but other than that, nothing else too much going on.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, when I heard it was linked up, I texted you real quick, and then I called you. But you must have called in the night or something, and I sent you the pictures from Elvis Station 1.
Yeah, Roger. That. Yeah, I had my phone on silent. And because when I'm at work, I like to have it on silent so it doesn't, go off when I'm in a residence or something like that. But, yeah, I seen you call and he said it was on, and I called on here. I didn't hear you. And then Dave said, yeah, he was just on about a couple minutes ago. He said, I was just talking to him. They said they were hitting the hay for the night. So that's why I didn't want to call you on your regular form. Maybe I did, but.
Yeah, roger that. So the FTU-844 for ID.
WCHR-566 for ID.
But I trying to clean up my old Facebook profile thing, because I've been hacked with it twice, and I had to wait a long time to get it back into my hands the last time. So I'm trying to clean up and get the pictures out of there, and just get rid of everybody and let them know that I have a new profile.
Yeah, copy that. Way. I'm going to cut you short. I'm going to make dinner and let the waves open a little bit so you can maybe talk to Dave a little bit. So hopefully the repeater stayed on and we can talk. If not, have a good night. Tell Kelly we said hi. WSHR 566, clear after your final.
Copy that. Tell Tanya I said hello. I heard her in the background. And tell Deb I said hello. And, yeah, we'll talk to you a little later if you're around. If not, enjoy your evening and enjoy your dinner. WSTU 844, and we'll be monitoring.
This is WRTB 448. Kurt, how
are you doing, Sherman? Kurt, doing well. WSTU 844, good hearing you. It's been a while.
I'm just trying to enjoy the weather like everyone else. I'm catching wind of an issue with somebody locking up the repeater. This is bad news to me, as I haven't been on the air as consistent as I have been. Can you confirm what's going on? Over.
Yeah, we got some clowns out there on and off that like to just key up the mic and keep it keyed up and play their siren and play music on there on and off. And that's getting the other repeater owners upset, and they unlink the system from the Flint and the Mayville and other repeaters up there from Detroit and Mount Clemens.
The repeaters have been taken offline, and right now I'm obviously in downtown Orangeville. If I sound a little hit or miss, I'm by a tree too. But so some of the repeaters are offline that aren't linked right now with a couple of the bigger ones. Is that right?
The regular system that we talk on all the time are all linked together right now, supposedly. You're in Ordenville, so, that's Oakland County, right?
9-3 monitoring.
Yeah, I'm coming in off the Flint repeater. I'm only about 8 miles away from my house.
That. Hello, Chad. Join in the conversation if you'd like. WSTU 844.
Sherman, just monitoring. WSBM 993.
Roger, roger. Good hearing you. Yeah, we'll talk to you in a little while.
Hey, Chad. How are you doing? Good to hear from you. Waiting here on a prescription and monitoring as well, and kind of wonder the repeater problems. And we need to go after these folks.
But are you on the speed right now?
I monitor for a bit. this year is 411 Sherman. I'll try to talk with you when I've got more time and I'm in front of my base station. Anyway, Giant 333, just take care as well. This is a 9-3.
Copy that, Kurt. Good talking to you. And yeah, you take care, and we'll talk again later. So WSCU 844, and we'll be monitoring.
WSFV 853, monitoring.
WRAQ 651 monitoring.
You out here, Dave? WRU 850.
Node 710 disconnected.
Yeah, Mama took life is like a fudge of chocolate. Chocolate poured over a whole bunch of salted peanuts. WRQE 419 monitoring.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSDU 202 mobile.
No response on 973. Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. Monitoring.
WSIA 776 monitoring. WRVR 403. 03, copy. This is
776. I think I heard a 776 in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on there, sir?
Do you mean 776? Tell us. What's happening?
WRVR 403.
What's up, Alex?
Tony. Roger. Yeah, WSIA 776, Alex. Not much. Glad to hear you, my friend. It's been a while.
Yeah, I wanted to get together here in the next couple... Here it is. Someone's bored. And I even recognize the voice. You probably should learn how to walk straight before you get out here and get yourself knocked down again.
You know, some people haven't figured out that you can learn.
Well, that's exactly why this MIH system's getting dismantled slowly. It's going away because of people like that. They ruin it for everyone.
That's a good. It's special. You know what? Boredom. You know? They've got no friends. They're all the friends they think are friends, but they're really their enemies. But they haven't considered how to figure out.
Well, anyways, that's all right. I'm not gonna dwell on him.
Worth my time either. To kind of ignore the dumb stuff. Together one of these days. You know. Whatever. I see they're still bored.
Yeah, they'll just throw carriers, but that's alright. The little walkie-talkies they talk on don't matter.
It's not doing it too much of a good, considering, you know.
Good jammer. Or something. Well, I mean, when I'm in a mobile out here, I'm providing the repeater with a stronger FM signal, so their walkie-talkies are relevant. It's kind of shameful. You should probably just not waste your time.
Internet, or do they don't understand it?
It's frequency modulated. It goes with the strongest signal given. Then he'd have to ask his friend to buy him the radio that I'm talking on, because he couldn't even wet dream of owning one himself.
Okay, I got you.
WSIJ 839 listening.
W-31-73, clearing off here.
Node 7-1-0. Connected to Node 7-0-0.
SDM 993 portable monitoring.
Node 7-1-0 disconnected.